We had cannibals in camp, and that was bad news. The badder news was that they saw me. I mean, I'd hardly made a sound, yet their ears had picked it up, and their yellow eyes came up and locked on me like laser beams. It was Rip and Snort, the two guys you never want to meet on a moonlight stroll, especially if you've recently played a nasty trick on them and mouthed off about it. Suddenly a flood of memories washed over my mind. I heard a mocking voice say, "So long, suckers!" That was my voice, in case you'd forgotten. Bad idea. Very bad idea. Well, what's a dog to do? In my first encounter with them that afternoon, I had tried the path of reason and friendship. This time, I had every reason to suppose that reason and friendship wouldn't interest them much. It hadn't the first time, either. So I flipped a switch that brought up the Urgent Measures program. Near panic, I skimmed through the list of UMs until I came to one called Back to the Tent. Yes, Back to the Tent would work. Go streaking back to the tent, dive inside, burrow into the nearest sleeping bag, and hope that the brothers wouldn't follow. Don't forget that coyotes avoid all contact with humans, so they wouldn't dare chase me into the tent. In a flash, I turned my aircraft into the wind, closed the overhead canopy, took a deep seat, and pushed the control lever as far as it would go, up to turbo 7. Glancing over my shoulder at the cannibals, I shot them a grin as the rocket engines let out a scream of fire and... Okay, we had a problem. Remember the duct tape? It's impossible to launch a dog when his landing gear has been tampered with. What happens is that you get a tremendous burst of power and zero acceleration, causing the dog to, crash nose first into the ground. That was a bad place to be, sprawled across the hard ground with my nose in the dirt. And before I could pull myself out of the wreckage, I was surrounded on all sides by grinning cannibals. Snort seemed beside himself with glee.
Ha-ha! Rip and Snort find dummy ranch dog away from house and boom boom. Very foolish you get caught by coyote brothers who feel madder and maddest about root beer trick.
After some pulling and tugging, I managed to pull my nose out of the ground. Did it hurt? You bet it hurt. But at that moment, my nose was the least of my worries. I sat up and studied the faces of my captors. A guy never wants to make too many judgments based on first impressions. But if he did, he would say that my chances of survival looked pretty bad. These coyotes didn't look friendly at all. We're talking about angry and stirred up, and enjoying it, too.